that was William Vitalis singing Open My Heart to the World. The program, Let's Find Out, is about a union of science, spirituality, and the ultimate raising of human consciousness. Let's Find Out brings you knowledge and inspiration of your inner divine temple. This universe is expanding, and we must join in because that is what cures us and what higher learning is all about. There is a new wave of illumination flowing onto and throughout the planet Earth. BBS Radio brings this information to the world in various ways. There are many programs and subjects on BBS Radio, as there are culture and languages. There is a team of tireless people producing and editing programs to bring you viewpoints of how to grow within and develop and strengthen your own spirituality. This brings new understanding, expansion, new programs, awareness on how to improve your life, and messages from the unknown. If spirituality can be considered a movement, BBS Radio is one of the fastest growing in the world and one of the most talked about topics. Perhaps it's because it has the power to be a conduit for self-definition, born of an inner longing to cultivate a purposeful life and establish a deeper connection to the universe. Each program, as well as the engineers and owners of BBS Radio, are dedicated to this. The ultimate desire of human consciousness is a connection to your blessed higher self. This wave of new energy and purpose helps you manage your emotional body. Meditation is key and strengthens and guides us to be able to give just a little more. Take the time to listen to your favorites on BBS Radio. Who can predict the energy and triumphs that will come? The joy that is felt as the heart opens and expands. When you are desperate, empty, in despair, and fatigued, reach out to Let's Find Out and BBS Radio for strength, goodwill, cooperation, and kindness. Many of your questions will be answered here. Let's Find Out is a program that does exactly what it says. It finds out. Please write me, Elizabeth_Joyce@Verizon.net. Email me with questions and interests in spiritual growth, as well as the workings of the universe. Somehow, some way, and through someone, we will find your answers. This program is all about you. The archives are full of infinite material. If you have missed this show in its entirety or any other show on BBS Radio, you can catch up during the week by accessing the archives. Share with kindred spirits journeying along with you on how they pursue higher levels of consciousness through the light energy, chakras, angels, reincarnation, prophecies, alternative medicine, spiritual retreats, and more. And unlike religion, spirituality allows for interpretation. It creates your third eye awakening, and you could manifest in the calmness that comes from spending time with your dog, preparing a sustainable meal, helping someone in need, or by just sitting still and listening. Let's begin by listening to tonight's program on Let's Find Out with Elizabeth Joyce. Good evening, this is Elizabeth, and we have an exciting night as we leave the month of September and start to go into October. And of course, I had said September would be the month of tears, and with the hurricanes that we've had, it certainly has been. And October is going to be the month of consternation, the month of we don't really know what's going on, and perhaps a little upset to our status quo. So let's hope it's all positive. Tonight, my guest is Frank St. James, the psychic detective. He is well known and well loved across the country, and we love it when we can call in and ask him a question. Frank does psychic work all the time. He works for the police, he works for the government, he works for people, of course, on a private basis as well. And it's a thrill to have him. Good evening, Frank. How are you doing?
I'm doing very well. Very well. It's been an interesting month, if anything.
Oh, it has been. I do want to remind people that this is a call-in show, and you can call in and ask Frank a question. The number to call is 605-475. No, that's not the right number. That's the number to listen to. Excuse me. The number to call and ask a question is 888-429-5471. Again, that's 888-429-5471. So we're approaching October, Frank, and we're going to have an energy change. Jupiter is moving from Libra into Scorpio on the 10th. What do you think about that?
Well, always when as Jupiter is a planet of expansion into Scorpio, which is a fixed water sign, there's always kind of major events happening.
A jolt, yeah. It could be that it's all this water that we're getting everywhere. Water everywhere and not a drop to drink, right?
And there's places that aren't getting the water, too.
Yeah, I guess I know that. Sure.
Yeah, and well, earthquakes.
Yeah, I know. I do believe that that Mexican earthquake was set off from that bomb in Korea. So we have to realize what we're doing to the earth, and most of us don't. We have quite a lineup of people tonight, Frank. So are you ready to begin?
Let's get started.
All right. I have Barbara from New Jersey. Her date of birth is January 15th, 1949. Hello, Barbara. How are you?
I'm fine. How are you?
Thank you for calling. Let's find out. What's your question for Frank?
Well, Frank, I wanted to know if there is an energy around me, and also that I'm thinking of moving, and I wanted to know if that was a good decision. I've been playing with it in my mind for a while, and I'm not sure what to do.
Well, it's a perfect time for you to put it together. You're in the eighth year of a nine-year cycle, and the eighth year is the best time for economics, getting the facts, putting it together. So you're making a change at the right time, and you should get the information that you need. Also, you'll get the influence of a ninth year coming in, which would eliminate a lot of negative stuff or, you know, things that are, you know, going to get in your way. So you're at the perfect time to make changes now.
And Andrea, wow. I want to add this. Yeah. You're a Capricorn, so Saturn is going to come into your sign in December, and that always shows a move. So it is perfect timing, but I think it's going to be a little difficult for you to leave where you are. Take your time. Give yourself about 6 months and plan it well.
6 months, you said?
6 months.
Yeah. Okay.
And plan
is there anything around me?
Frank?
Yes, I feel you're talking about spirits, right?
Yes, or just this person that's around me all the time.
Yeah. You need to turn the radio down if you can, please.
Hello?
Yeah, Barbara, you know what? You trust your senses. And there's a couple loved ones here that definitely are agreeing with you and are going to help you through this. So, you know, it's just keep your mind open and trust yourself. Like I said, you have a good window of opportunity right now. And did you lose a husband, Barbara?
Yes, I did.
All right, because I do feel him around you. And I just want to make sure, because I don't want to scare people and say, no, he's here. but... He also feels it's a good time. He said, don't worry about taking everything. He says, this time go a little light. And I know what he's talking about. I recently made a move. It looks like, and it's been 3 months, and I've only got 40% of the boxes unpacked. It's very sentimental, and it's going to take you a while even to go through stuff right now. So, but I feel real good. He feels real good with it. And he says, please don't worry. He said, just make sure that you feel good about the move and where you're going.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And he also sends his love.
Oh, thank you very much.
And your guides are with you, Barbara. So again, it should take you about 6 months to do it all. So good luck to you, and thank you for calling. Let's find out.
Thank you. Thank you, Mrs. Sainter.
Frank, we have another one. We got Andrea. She's also from New Jersey. All your neighbors are here. She's April 28th, 1984. So that makes her just a Taurus, I guess. Andrea, are you there?
Hi, yes, I am here.
What's your question for Frank tonight?
So I'm wondering if I'm looking to make some changes in my life, but I'm not quite sure which direction to go in. Is there any guidance that you could provide?
Well, you're going to get the information that you need. Are you trying to make a job or career and a move at the same
time?
I'm
thinking about that.
Okay.
Yes.
So, as you know, we got a lot of information to go through. My only, keep it simple and, you know, just point out the best thing, what you could do. And, like I said, you should start getting information actually now. You're heading into a good era. It's a seventh year for you. So it's a higher order of information coming in, and it'll help you also with relationships this year.
And the other good thing, Andrea, is that Jupiter's moving into Scorpio, which opposes you and will bring you good things. I think you need to meditate and decide which career you want. Are you in the middle of thinking about three different ones?
I can't quite seem to figure that out.
Well, you're a Taurus, so you work well with money, and you work well with anything to do with accounting or keeping track of records, and you also work well with beauty and home decor. I didn't know if you knew that or not. Taurus is ruled by Venus, so you love pretty things, and you could do very well in a museum, or any kind of thing that enhances beauty, as well as the regular 9-to-5, you know, keeping the books type of thing.
I was really hoping for my love life to start opening up, but since that hasn't happened, my next option would be to just look for a move, a career move, or a location move.
I agree with you, but Andrea, let me tell you something. You're going to start seeing very good things in November, and you always meet your lover as you're living your life. So as you go through these changes, you certainly will be meeting new people and have several opportunities. The change is October 10th, but you need to give it a little time. So I'm telling you, by the time you get to New Year's Eve, you're going to have someone special in your arms.
Yeah, perfect. And Andrea, you, if you're going through a lot of decisions, it's really not the best time for the connecting with the relationship. And, you know, and it's better for you to just explore different things that stimulate you. You don't want to get into something on the short term. You want to look at something that you have some passion about at
so
this
give
time.
It,
and,
give it time.
Yeah.
Okay.
And
thank you.
What I like about Taurus is it's a fixed sign. And once you get on something, you get very enthusiastic about it. And you probably do the best work better than a lot of other signs, too.
She's very focused. Take care, Andrea.
Yeah.
Thank you for calling. Let's find out. So we have one more. We have another one. I just want to say this is Elizabeth Joyce with Let's Find Out. Our guest tonight is Frank St. James. and it is a call-in show. Do you want to call and ask a question about where your life is going? Are you wondering what's happening with all of these earth changes and government changes? What's up for you in 2017 and 2018? Call in and ask a question to Frank St. James. The number is 888-429-5471. And now we have Anne from Virginia, and her birthday is June 16th, 1952. How are you, Anne?
I'm good. How are you? Good evening.
Thank you for calling. Let's find out. What's your question for Frank?
Okay, well, mine is like a twofold. I turned 65 in June, and I think that's a pretty big milestone. And then because I'm a Gemini, with Saturn being in Sagittarius, and with it moving now to Capricorn, is that going to relieve some things or burden it more? So those are the two things.
I feel it's going to stabilize. More stabilization in it than anything. And incidentally, you're in a good position. You're what they call in a year of change, and it's good to get things off that anything that hasn't been working for you, even people, get them out of your system and just go straight ahead for now. I wish I was 65 again. It's at the right time. You can make changes without tears. Believe me.
Is that because of Saturn leaving Sagittarius or?
Yeah, it's moving into in Capricorn, you have a good, it's a good earth sign. It's kind of pragmatic sign. You put things together, and it's a good foundation for even in the past from drawing things that worked for you. So it's a good time. Saturn is a planet of responsibility. And it helps you to get focused, and especially going into Capricorn is going to really help you. And I wouldn't worry about it.
I do want to say one thing, Anne. You remember that Capricorn is in your second house of money. So us Sagittarians, and I have a Sag rising, sometimes can throw our money away or waste it on things that we want, but really perhaps we could do without. All of that is going to stop. You're going to learn how to budget better, and you're going to learn how to save more. I think with you that if you have a little money, you have to figure out a way to spend it. So now you're going to figure out a way to save it. And that's the plus for Saturn moving into Capricorn as well. Right, Frank?
That's right. What is her moon?
Saturn is in that... Capricorn is in my second house, you said?
Yes, in your sun chart. Yes, it would be in your second house of money.
Not your second house, so your own money, and how do you get it? So it'll give you a good foundation of looking ahead at different possibilities and picking out the right one, the right direction.
Oh, you may even take a second job. I know you're 65 and you're retired, but you're going to find a way to bring a little bit of money into the house on your own through some kind of special talent, and that would be terrific.
Well, I cook for a living now, so I have a second career. So
there you go. That should blossom.
All right. Well, thank you. Is there anything else I need to know right now, or I'm okay?
I just wanted to say one more thing. Frank, don't you think that cooking and serving meals in homes is perfect for a Capricorn? The earth sign?
I think it's very good for a whole disposition. And
yeah.
It'll keep you grounded. And I always love Geminis because Geminis can communicate and especially with something like this, it's an excellent. I'm sure you'll come across the way you would like to come across too. So,
That's
great. Seems to be working for you.
Well, thank you very much.
Thank you, Ann. Thanks for calling. Let's find out.
Thank you. Take
and
care.
We have another one. We have another one, Frank. Genevieve from California. She's January 17th, 43. So she's going to have a Saturn-Sun connection pretty soon. Hello, Genevieve. Are you there?
Yes, I am. Yes, I am. Thank you. Could you explain more on the Saturn-Sun connection, please?
Frank, do you have a question for Frank, Genevieve? He will do that.
Oh, okay, yes, I do. I'm still self-employed. I'm 74. The next 12 months, how will that be financially?
All right. Financially, it is a kickoff year for you. You're in the beginning of a brand new cycle. And some of the ending of a nine-year cycle is still going to be around you. Mm-hmm. And as you move forward and just get rid of stuff, and you know, just a certain amount of procrastination, we all go through that. But as you, you know, face the new new cycle, you actually, you're in a good time span. You ended a cycle, you're in the beginning of one. It's going to grow for you. I know I'm not being over-enthusiastic. I'm being realistic for you, and I just like it. I like boy. You should be. You're gonna live to 100 if you want. Keep busy and.
Well, yeah, Genevieve, well, I do want to say something. Don't be surprised if the first 6 or 7 months of 2018 are slower for you. And you could have some money pockets where there's not much coming in as you adjust to your number 1 year. You have to finish letting go of your 9 year. I think you're going to change your position. I think you're going to change what you're doing. And I do see that it will be a year of building new things and going in a new direction. I just wanted to add that on.
Also, what I like is I like that you're creative. I like that I know you could use the money, but you're in such a good position. I like the way your mind works. And, you know, as long as you're creative, you're going to work. You're going to keep whatever you have to do. In the near future, but you do have a good future.
Wonderful. I appreciate your gift, Elizabeth and Frank. Thank you so very much.
Thanks for calling. Let's find out. So, Frank, let's see if we can do a little reminiscing about what's coming ahead. We've got two things happening before the end of the year. Two sign changes. Jupiter is changing into Scorpio on December 10th, and then on, I think it's the solstice, the winter solstice, Saturn moves into Capricorn. So how do you see that for the world and for the stock exchange and for the government and everything?
To me, it feels very stable because they do work together very good. Being that Scorpio is the eighth house of other people's monies, Capricorn is usually the companies and...
Corporations.
And yes, and it might stimulate more stability in some countries. It might also put some of the fear into other countries that have been trying to intimidate everybody. So, you know, it's going to come like a full circle around. So I feel pretty good. I feel good that way.
I'm feeling that there's going to be a money change with the banks, Frank. I'm not sure what. I think some of the banking laws are going to change. I think that the banks want us more on the computer rather than in their banking halls. And I do think that that can be very dangerous. So you people have to really consider. I also think we're going to become more of a cashless society. And that makes me a little sad because I believe that if we go into 100% banking and cashless, that we're selling our souls and that we'll find it's more of a prison.
But right now they're having a kind of a uncovering kind of Ponzi scheme with the Bitcoin. So
yes, I know. That's great. See, yeah. It's showing up. That was China. China put a next to the Bitcoin and is uncovering some dishonesty. You know, it's funny, when you have online banking and you don't have your paperwork, what happens is your money can get taken out of your bank and there's nothing you can do about it. And you can't prove that any laws were broken. Isn't that true, Frank?
Well, yes, but they also, the 140 million people that their information was exposed to.
Oh, yeah,
It just seems like every other week they're, you know, no matter how sophisticated this is, the systems are supposed to be, they're getting hacked. So there's always that kind of a big pause in trying to get customers and back into it because they're afraid that every time they turn around, these institutions are losing their identity.
I think that they should be concerned, and maybe we better find a better way. But you know what I think? Yeah. I think some of these credit companies don't have good firewalls, that they're not spending the money to protect when these people that are hackers are getting very, very good at what they do. They are so beyond the limited technology of some of these banks. I was changing banks recently, and I walked out of three of them because they do not have the up-to-date technology that I require. And I walked out. I said, I'm sorry, I can't deal with you. So people have to be aware that we have to keep up with the technology of the hackers and beyond it if we can. And I hope that everybody's listening. Anything else coming? Do you see any more storms, Frank?
I do feel storms. I'm originally from Long Island, so I just feel like there's going to be a couple hitting Long Island really square on. So I don't see a break for a while.
Yeah, I don't either. I see at least three more, but this next one that's coming in might hit Long Island. It's coming right up the East Coast. They say it's going to go out to sea, but I don't think that's Wanda, I think. But I don't think it's going to go out to sea. No, it's an M, Maria or somebody. One of those.
Well, there's a lot of things going on. There was some speculation about, China, United States, Russia have experimenting with controlling weather and using it as a weapon. That's another thing, too.
Well, I don't think they perfected it that much. I do not believe that these storms were made from that, although I do think that they could have come from deeper drilling with oil than they should have, and also some of the Korea bombs. I think that caused the Mexican earthquake. Anyway, I do want to say this is Elizabeth Joyce with Let's Find Out, and we're about to go into our break. It is a call-in show. We will have time to take a couple of more calls. And the number to call is 888-429-5471. I'm on with Frank St. James, the psychic detective, and he's here to answer your questions about what you need to know for the next few months. Here we go into the break, so we'll be back shortly.
This is Elizabeth Joyce for Let's Find Out, and now it's time for our weekly cosmic tip. This is Elizabeth Joyce with Stargazing, September 25th through October 1st, 2017. On Monday, the moon is an enthusiastic Sagittarius. However, Monday morning holds a challenge between quick Mercury and patient Saturn. Don't allow yourself to fall into a minor depression. Try to get out into the sunshine or buy yourself some pretty flowers. This feeling is like the one you have in stop-and-go traffic. Hurry up, but take your time. I want to move forward, but I feel so blocked. The moon moves into Sirius Capricorn on Wednesday through Friday, so you will enjoy the weekend more if you get your work accomplished during the week. Thursday the 28th brings another Uranus-Jupiter opposition. It's time to do your thing and not to follow the crowd. Pluto turns direct on Thursday, as well as bringing back people from the past and perhaps a lost opportunity. On Friday, Venus in Virgo makes its opposition to Neptune in Pisces. This is a highly idealistic few days and a bit dreamy-eyed, too.
It can cause confusion with money, relationships, and our values. Remember to keep your feet on the ground and take no chances, and don't do anything you could later regret. Be careful of gambling as well as romance. On Friday evening, know the difference between romance and fantasy, with both in love and get-rich-quick schemes. Mercury moves into Libra for 3 weeks on Friday night. With Mercury in the sign of love, communication may be far from decisive, but by far it will be much more charming than usual. Positive communications are favored during the next 3 weeks. The moon moves into Aquarius on Saturday, which favors friendships and social activities. On Sunday, October 1st, Pluto trines Mars. Use this powerful energy well, because it doesn't get any better than this, as energetic Mars harmonizes with Pluto's ambition. We're in October next week, so what's up with October? Well, Jupiter exits the fun-loving relationship sign of Libra and moves into the emotionally intense sign of Scorpio for next year on October 10th. It's time to make some choices, and they are not always easy choices, because your status quo could change. Hidden matters, from relationships to your state of health, will come to the surface. You can focus on projects that require deep concentration. The best Halloween party time is actually the weekend before the 31st. Get ready to receive some good vibrations, have fun, and enjoy the kids as they go during their trick-or-treat. And now, let's get back to Let's Find Out with Elizabeth Joyce and Frank St. James. The fall intensive workshop is titled Walking Into Your Good, and it's held on October 7th and 8th, 2017, at the James Laura House in Doylestown, Pennsylvania. Are you in a constant state of suffering and worrying? Is this the feeling that's stopping you from creating joy, feelings of freedom, feelings of completement and achievement? It's the fear or regrets that are blocking you. These are your main emotional blocks. Do you have self-doubt or self-worth issues? Are these the barriers between you and the life you desire? My name is Elizabeth Joyce, and I have been helping people through these hurdles and barriers for over 30 years. By working your chakras, experiencing deep meditation, and creating positive thinking, you can take steps to alter your life into miraculous success in many ways. By breaking through these barriers, you can improve your relationships, finances, health issues, and more. This October, I am offering people the opportunity to work directly with me on a personal level through any blocks that are stopping you from moving forward. The number of this group is small, 20 people, and that is so the attendees can work with me directly to ensure that they can make these changes. After the workshop is complete and they have returned back home. These are called intensive workshops, and that's exactly what they are. Intensive, so that you can go within and do some necessary house cleaning to let the light in and all of your wonderful new beginnings. The location of the workshop is at the James Laura Mansion on Main Street in Doylestown, Pennsylvania. For more information, and to sign up for your spot, you can call 201-934-8986 or send me an email at elizabeth_joyce@verizon.net. Remember, this workshop is only open to a small group of people. Spaces are already filling, so sign up today. You can sign up at www.new-visions.com. Or just give me a call, 201-934-8986. This is a 24-hour answering service, and we will get back to you. Don't miss this wonderful, splendid time that we'll be sharing together. Looking forward to meeting you soon. Thank you. This is Elizabeth Joyce from Let's Find Out. I wanted to let everyone know that my new book, a memoir,
called Unlimited Realities is now available on Amazon.com. It just got released from the publisher this week. This memoir is the life of a gifted seer and healer, how a woman transcends from pain and sorrow as destiny taps her on the shoulder. Rather than just shrugging off her problems, she began to gaze inward and upward. She became spiritually awakened and floated above her body, gaining wisdom and knowledge. When I was 8, I became ill with a touch of TB. We lived in Ridgewood, New Jersey, but Mother had grown up in Warner, New Hampshire, where her mother and family still lived. I was shipped up to Grandma's to live for a year, which was the beginning of saving my soul as well as my life. When Dick Clark was with us, he reviewed the American Bandstand chapter of Unlimited Realities and absolutely loved it. He said that Unlimited Realities would make a great read. So order yours now at Amazon.com, or you can order it from my website, www.new-visions.com. Don't miss this one. It is a great read and shows you a lot about now as well as the hereafter and what happens to us after we pass from this earth plane. Thank you for listening to Let's Find Out. This is Elizabeth Joyce. On Thursday, October 19th, I will be hosting a film that is very important for the country to watch. And the name of it is called Normal is Over. It's a documentary. It was released in 2017, and the duration of the film is 103 minutes. It will be shown at the Springhouse Cinema on 309, Cinema 9, and that's in the Trader Joe's Shopping Center in Montgomeryville, Pennsylvania. Thursday, October 19th at 7:30 p.m. The tickets are $10. This is an award-winning feature film documentary about humanity's wisest responses to climate change, species extinction, resource depletion, and the widening gap between the rich and the poor. This is the first film that connected the dots, a look at the financial and economic paradigm underlying our planetary problems while offering various solutions to reverse the path. This is the first film of its kind that's connecting the dots. It's a look at financial and economic paradigm underlying our planetary problems while offering solutions to reverse the path of global decline. Share this screening with your friends and followers. Be sure to get it up on Facebook, especially if you're in the Montgomeryville area, Montgomeryville borders Bucks County and Doylestown. It's at the Cinema 9 on 309 in the Trader Joe's shopping mall. This film gathering is a charity event. It supports The Breathing Room in Newtown, Pennsylvania, an organization to help the parents of children with cancer, and Circle of Miracles, which is a wonderful, open-hearted church, non-denominational, in New Britain Township, Pennsylvania. Sign up online, sign up on my Facebook page, or give me a call at 201-934-8986, and we'll arrange to get the tickets to you. Don't miss this film. It's the information that we all need in order to plan for our future and be safe. Thank you.
You're listening to Let's Find Out on BBSRadio.com. Station 2. If Internet radio has a name, it's BBS Radio, the number one live Internet radio talk show on the planet. It's Let's Find Out. An honored guest come every Sunday night at 9 p.m. Eastern and 6 p.m. Pacific. If you'd like to call in and ask a question, dial 888-429-5471. Again, that's 888-429-5471 in the U.S. and Canada. If you're just tuning in and would like to hear this show in its entirety tomorrow, you can download it at the archive link at bbsradio.com. Remember, if it's not mainstream, it's BBS Radio. So now, let's find out with host Elizabeth Joyce.
Autumn in New York. Why does it seem so inviting? Autumn in New York, it spells the thrill of first nighting. Glittering crowds and shimmering clouds in canyons of steel. They're making me feel I'm home.
And that's Frank Sinatra with Autumn in New York. I picked Frank tonight for Frank St. James because I know he likes Frank. And I also picked it because we just moved into autumn. My guest tonight is Frank St. James, and this is Elizabeth with Let's Find Out. So, Frank, what do you think? Autumn's here, and we've got 90-degree weather.
Yeah, I was hoping it would stay like in the 70s, but, I moved to the beach. I'm in Asbury Park, and yeah. It's actually, I can endure it, whatever temperature it is down here. So I got that nice ocean breeze.
I
love it.
You just must love it. It's wonderful. Mm. We do have another caller, and I'm thrilled. Mm. I did want to say we could take a couple more calls. The number is 888-429-5471. And, Frank, you have Bill from Ohio that wants to ask you a question, and he's January 23rd, 1967. Hello, Bill.
Hi. You got everything right, but 1957.
57, okay. Got
yeah,
that, Frank?
Well, a little bit older.
What's your question for Frank tonight, Bill?
Yeah, I've been having heart issues, and I was wondering if I should stay on the same medicine or maybe see the doctor about getting some more, like a medical operation, to work on my heart rhythm. I've had a little bit of difficulty keeping it regular.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, Bill, I had a quadruple bypass in 2010. And before that, I started to feel tired. Now, I thought I was taking everything I was supposed to. So, yeah. But when I went for the stress test, I practically passed out. So I had an operation in February 9th. My birthday's in March, so that happened January. And so I'm trying to be very careful. So if you're having any kind of symptoms, I would suggest that you do go see a couple different people.
Okay.
And,
I think you really have to. We're not doctors, you know, but we can suggest. I do think that the right thing to do, Bill, is to see somebody and get checked.
Yeah, I've been getting checked, and they put me on some new medicine just to see if it helped out. All my blood tests come back great. I mean, as far as being in good health, they just said sometimes you get a wacky heart rhythm.
Well, I think you need to slow down, and I also think you need to do a little meditating. I don't know if you do, but it's been proven that will correct your heartbeat, right, Frank?
Yes, and any kind of meditation, even if you do it for 2 or 3 minutes, just to quiet your mind down, and picture any aggravation leaving your body, you know, floating away from you, and just calming yourself down. You might have to do it periodically. Sometimes people do it 2 or 3 times a day, but, you know, work out what makes you feel comfortable. You know, there's plenty of literature on it, too. And I'm sure Elizabeth could tell you about some of
the
stuff.
This show ends with a meditation, so why don't you try the meditation tonight and see how you feel? It's only a few minutes.
All right. Thank you very much.
Okay. You're very welcome. Thanks for calling. Let's find out. So, Frank, let's talk a little bit about what we see for this country since we've had the eclipse over the next 6 months. The stock market is very strong. What do you see coming?
Well, I see as President Trump gets a little more acclimated to Washington and the way it works or doesn't sometimes, I see some of his things, actually starting to help, I'm not going to say we're going to be calmed down because there are different organizations that are getting funded to cause problems all the time. So,
well, I think what he's done is taken away some of the things that were being misfunded, and he's had to close them down to restart them again with something more balanced and fair.
Yeah, but I was just reading some information special group that's getting funded to try to stop him from lowering the taxes. Another one for the immigration. Another one, different things that he's been trying to do.
The healthcare is a mess. I don't know how we're going to straighten that out, either with Obamacare or without it. They do need to do better. And otherwise, we're going to have nursing homes closed and hospitals closed, and the elderly are going to have to be taken care of by their children. And I see people losing an arm and a leg if they have serious health problems. So let's hope that gets straightened out. We do have another caller, Jackie from Missouri, and she's born on April 29th, 1949. Jackie, are you there?
Yes, I am. Yes, I am. Thank you.
What's your question for Frank tonight?
I just retired and we're trying to get our house ready for sale and move to the Big Island of Hawaii. And I was just wondering if he saw what the timeline might be.
Something's telling me that you should be ready by February. By the end of February?
Mm-hmm.
And how does that sound to you, though? That's what I feel.
Yeah,
I know that might sound like a long time away, but when we go through sign changes, which we're doing, Jackie, between now and the end of the year, everything always makes you feel like you're in a traffic jam. I want to go forward, but everything is in the way. But I do see a good change for you starting in February. Yeah. Actually, the end of October, you could have a bid and you could be out of there in February. That would be interesting.
Right. Because I was just wondering about that in consideration with the larger financial situations that are going on in the United States, because when you want to move, but then it looks like the dollar's failing, you're wondering what
the dollar's been failing for 20 years. They've been trying to do this for a long, long time. There is so much jealousy and backstabbing going on. They're trying to make it fail, and they have been doing it since the 50s. I think we have a little more time yet, Jackie. Mm-hmm.
How about
you, Frank?
That was the main thing because of the financial. And also, I have other job offers over there, and I was just wondering if those were just paper or if they were actually true job offers.
I think you're at the right time for the change, both of you. Even though it's a little more money in Hawaii, I understand, but I think with the climate and everything, it's going to agree with you. I feel that you also would be more invigorated, with the change, too.
You're going to love it. You're going to love Hawaii, Jackie. And the Big Island is the energy island. The Big Island is the root chakra. Hawaii are the chakras. There's seven islands, and they go up, starting with the Big Island. So you're going to be right where the energy is. And I think you have so many opportunities with all of the land opportunities there as well as the new hotels. You'll be busy.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
It's going to be
better. Yeah, like I had a connection there. I've been going back and forth there for some time, but it seemed like there was some type of past life connection there.
Oh,
and,
could be.
That was fairly profound.
No, I wouldn't be surprised.
Well, thank you for calling. Let's find out. And please call us again. Frank, we're at the end of the show. We have no more time.
Okay,
I love it when you come on. And I know that you'll be on next month, which is exciting. We'll have you on around Halloween, probably around the maybe the 29th. That would be a neat night. We could do spook night together. Mm-hmm. And thank you so much for your time and for your gift and for sharing it with everybody on Let's Find Out.
Thank you.
Okay. This is Elizabeth Joyce, and I want to tell you that next week I'm going to try something new, and I would like all of you to let me know what you think. It's going to be intuition night. So I'm going to tell you my intuition when you call me, and maybe you can tell me a little bit about yours. Let's see who out there does have intuition and if they're willing to strengthen it and make it grow. So next week, the first Sunday in October, that would be October 1st, we're going to have intuition night. And I'd like to have it as a regular feature on Let's Find Out if I can get a positive answer from you guys in the audience, because you're my audience and you're what matters. I want to thank you tonight. We are going to go into our meditation now. And the meditation is loving yourself through change, because I do think that we are having some big changes in October. Some will surprise you. So get ready. First, we're going to hear Elizabeth Hepburn singing There's a New World Coming. And then we're going to do the meditation. And we're out with Transformation by the wonderful, talented Richard Shulman. See you next week. Good night.
There's a new world coming, and it's just around the bend. There's a new world coming, this one's coming to an end. There's a new voice calling, you can hear it if you try. And it's growing stronger with each day that passes by. There's a brand new morning, rising clear and sweet and free. There's a new day dawning that belongs to you and me. Yes, a new world's coming, the one we've had visions of. Coming in peace, coming in joy, coming in. There's a new world coming, this one is coming to an end. There's a new voice calling, you can hear it if you try. And it's growing stronger with each day that passes by. There's a brand new morning, coming in joy, coming in love. It's coming in peace.
The reason that people do not move forward with change is because they are unwilling and unable to devote the time and energy required to meditate and focus their thoughts on a new energy and discoveries within themselves and stay with them until the change can have time to take form. It takes faith, trust, and determination to go into these fifth dimension energies and persevere. One of the most difficult experiences we all face looking back at our past is to understand where these beliefs, habits, and fears began. As we work to recognize these patterns, which we refer to as cleaning house, everything around them, everything around you, including your thoughts, relationships, and emotions, often become messier and more complicated before they can be removed, healed, and resolved. It can be daunting for the most hardiest of souls when faced with what they may have to deal with as they begin to take a look at the repercussions and results of their past actions. Are you willing to ascend, to look completely at yourself on your journey to a higher level while wrestling with your ego? That ego who is always struggling to remain in control. As with anything that comes with great rewards, you need to be willing to look completely within yourself, and that requires the soul to open its heart and accept some painful responsibility for your actions. This brings you the reward of freedom, forgiveness, compassion, and understanding. Life is about how you handle each and every moment as you live. The outcome is not as important as the energy you put doing the walking of your path. The knowledge gained during your life walk puts out an energy, and the outcome is a result of that energy. So, sit in a deep chair, both feet flat on the floor, take some deep breaths. Open up the ground chakra and feel the light coming into your body and down your spine. Take a deep breath. Release the breath. Take a deep breath. Release the breath. Take another deep breath. Release the breath. Don't judge yourself for human imperfections. Be gentle with them. Living in the now is a joyous moment of awakening. Breathe in. Let the new energy fill you. Breathe out. Breathe in. Let the new energy fill you. Breathe out. Breathe in. Feel the light as it shines through your entire body, giving you strength, stamina, and faith. Breathe out. Remember, anything is possible for the divine. Ask your blessed higher self, how can I experience more of whatever it is that I need to learn right now? Then wait for your answer. And whatever your answer is, as you begin to act on it, just know this, you are living in the moment. Accepting change has to do with living in the moment. And now let yourself relax, breathing in and out, feeling good, feeling energized, feeling filled with the new energies of the fifth dimension. Anything is possible with the divine. Remember, anything is possible with the divine.
Thank you.